You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's Business Sense with me, Nayel Upondo, and I'm standing in for Tapele Moloi. We are having a guest for this afternoon, beg your pardon, for this evening, Benjamin Lela, who's talking to us about the challenges and opportunities of remote work. He did talk to us about the work culture that could be a challenge for your company, the work-life balance, mental illnesses that tend to result in us working remotely, and also the cybersecurity issue that we need to be able to balance for and have a budget for. Now we're getting into the opportunities of working remotely. So talk to us about that, Benjamin. What are these opportunities that small businesses, most importantly, have to look out for?
Thanks, Nay. So this is what I like the most.
Okay.
This is what I actually enjoyed about remote work.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that flexibility, you know, that comes with remote work and autonomy as well. I mean, if you know that you are much more effective during the early hours of work, of the day, you can then, you know, adjust your schedule so that you can then maximize where you know that you thrive, you work harder at.
Okay.
You know, so you find that, you remember, you're now working mostly when you're doing remote work, you work with targets, right?
Yeah.
So now, okay, so for this target, I need to give myself this much time.
Yeah.
Which means you can then plan your day, you know, and then you work according to your plan.
All right.
So it's easier for you to then meet your targets.
Okay.
Because you're working flexibly. You don't have someone coming to you and giving you something else maybe on top of that, you know, and probably disturbing your progress.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then the autonomy that comes with it, I mean, you are basically planning your own day.
Yeah.
You don't need someone else to push you in a certain direction.
Of course.
The other direction is better.
Yeah. You set
so
your own targets within the limits that you have been told to achieve for the month. I hear you.
Exactly. And for the other flip side, remember we talked about the work-life balance.
Correct. Yes.
The negative side. But also here, you know, if you were supposed to work an 8-hour shift or 12-hour shift, right? For you to meet your targets, there are people who work faster. For example, I used to do this when I would, you know, write down my to-do list for the day, and then I would go through it in 2-3 hours and I'm done.
Okay.
You know, yeah. But then you then have to sit around, you know, and do other things.
Right.
Which were basically not on your to-do list, you know, just for you to clock in and then spend the 8 hours at work.
Yeah, right.
But then if you can cover your work in a short time, I mean, you can then say, okay, fine, I haven't had time for me to meet up with family,
right?
So today I'm going to work until this time, and then I can
spend
then see
my family. Yeah,
so you can then properly improve your work-life balance if you're doing remote work, and if you're doing it correctly, right? And then there's also another thing that I didn't like with working in an office, right?
Okay.
You know, from my place at some point, I would travel for more than an hour for me to get at work.
Wow.
Yeah, you get there when you travel for an hour, you then work, and then lunch time, what, and then when you close the day, you then have to travel for another hour.
Yes.
But you know, instead of, you know, traveling for an hour, if you're working remotely, you can just, you know, open your work, you go to your workstation.
Right.
I strongly advise for you to have a dedicated place where you work from.
Okay.
Put in a corner or a small office so that you are not distracted when you're working.
Yes.
But it only takes you a minute to get there.
Absolutely.
Open and then you start working. So which means you can actually increase your time to
your
productivity. Then increases because you've got more time to do that.
And saving
fuel. You know, just on commuting time and all those costs that come with commuting fuel.
Right.
And then, you know, at the same time, have you realized how much or how many posts you get on a day in advance? Looking for companies that are abroad, we're looking for, you know, the designers, programmers,
etc.
Help desk technicians, you know.
Yeah.
And now you don't really have to relocate and go to the States.
Yes.
Or wherever you get an opportunity from.
Mm-hmm.
You can work from wherever you are.
Yeah.
All right. And then, yeah, if you are a programmer, probably you are sharing, you are using GitHub, for example.
Okay.
To share, you know, so you have a repository and then you do something, you work on a certain piece of code, you share it there. And another person who is in Vietnam works on the other piece of code.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
It's easier for you. And as a recruiter, possibly,
yeah,
then you have a wider pool of talent, you know, to work with.
Yeah? Yeah.
You don't really have to rely on everyone who's in Zimbabwe or South Africa.
Yes.
You can then say, okay, fine, for this this one, the best candidate for this, I think there's this guy in a certain country.
In Guaru.
You just put them and they work from wherever they are.
Yes, yes.
You get it.
Yeah.
You pay them from wherever they are. Life goes on.
You know,
business prospers.
You know, Benjamin, you're talking like a very, very wealthy person. In South Africa, we have problems like load shedding, where even if you are in the best areas, if you don't have a backup system to make sure that you're still able to connect to the World Wide Web, you're doomed. How then do we manage that? Because in companies, we have UPS systems, but now again, if you're working remotely, you may not have that UPS system. What do you do then? Is there a solution for this? Because it seems like more of a challenge than an opportunity for us who are not as financially able to afford UPS systems and power systems.
Yeah, so You brought a good point there, and which is actually a big challenge that most corporates are facing
right now.
Because I mean, when there's load shedding, you know, so how can the person work?
Absolutely. You know?
That's why you find that there's still a hybrid environment for most companies now. They now resort to having a hybrid type of setup where you can work remotely, but at the same time, you can come to the office.
That's right. You know? That's right.
Yeah. So you then need to balance that out and say, okay, fine. As a company, are we ready to go fully for remote work?
Yes, yes. You know,
if that's the case, can we then provide for our work staff?
Yeah.
You know, can we provide the resources? Can we get them a backup solar system at each and every person's house? Most probably, we won't be able to do that. So, okay, fine. We can't then go fully remotely.
Mm.
But we can then say, okay, since we've got a schedule, South Africa is blessed. I think from what I heard, most people know the schedule. Like, okay, so we're going to get the power cut at this time.
Indeed,
up
indeed.
To that time, you know.
In the main, maybe, that's correct. In the main, we do have a schedule. Yeah. Sometimes they don't keep to those schedules. But yes, in the main, we do have a schedule. Absolutely. Go on.
Yeah, unfortunately, I understand that a lot because as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting in the darkness here. we've been affected by load shedding, right, in Zimbabwe, for example. Yeah, but maybe I just managed to get a small battery, which is something that I would say
for
those want to take on you know, this, I have a small battery, you know, a small lithium battery there, and a small inverter, you know, less than 2 kVA, and then, you know, at least I can keep my Wi-Fi going, I can charge my laptop.
That much you can do.
I also need to then invest in what makes you successful, you know what?
What about the network issues there, Benjamin? That's slightly out of your reach. You can have your own lithium battery, but can you control the power that is supplied to the pole that's giving you your network? And what do you do then when you have a poor network service because of load shedding? Is there a way of boosting your own network line?
So on that one now, there are two things that we need to consider there.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, if you are in an area that is probably, let's say, fiber connection,
right,
with a good service provider,
mm-hmm,
you can then invest in that.
Okay.
Because you know that as long as you've got your own small backup solution for power,
right,
you can then plug in, like what I'm doing now, I'm on a certain service provider's network. I'm plugged in and I'm working.
Okay. Right?
But maybe for those who then use mobile data, for example.
Right.
Yeah, when there's no shedding, and maybe the closest station, base station to you, which you connect to, is probably off. We then find that maybe you have a poor network connection, so you can't work.
Okay.
You know. So yeah, it's tricky, but you have to do what you can.
Indeed.
If possible, I would advise someone to, you know, at least invest in maybe a more secure network connection.
Correct. You know? Yes.
And then from the governance side, maybe as a company, we can say, okay, fine, for this type of work, how much data?
Right.
How much data does one person need?
Mm.
And then if you then do that and quantify the data, okay, so for this work, well, this person is mainly dealing with emails. Maybe they just need 25 gigabytes of data.
Right.
You know, you can then pay towards that if possible, so that at least you can then meet your organizational goals.
Yeah. So as far as small businesses, we understand big businesses have already done their forecasts, and they've got their tech gurus who have done their forecasts and planning and all of that for them. But for small business owners, would you advise that perhaps this is a proven and a sustainable way, a model that they could use post-pandemic? Is this something that you think can be affordable for the ordinary Joe who's starting his own business and trying to make it in his own business?
I won't lie. It's too difficult for most SMEs.
Yeah,
you know, imagine. Because of the high costs that come with
right
work.
Right.
But when efforts are put towards the right things, what I've realized that if you do it correctly, you can actually lower your overhead costs.
Okay.
You know, yeah, because remember when people are coming to the office, they will use resources there.
Yeah.
Which are expensive. You know, everyone wants to print, everyone wants to do this and
absolutely
that. But when they're working remotely, you then cut on some of the overhead costs that come with employees being on the ground.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So you then need to, you know, invest in maybe having the right packages so that you don't overstretch your budget.
Right.
Yeah. As an SME, you can do it. I mean, this is the future. Remote work
I
is
hear
here
you.
To stay.
I hear you.
We can't lie about that.
Yeah.
Remote work is here to stay, and is definitely going to
absolutely,
you know, probably be the biggest source. Because I think there were some interesting stats that I read at some point. Like, you know, as of last year in September, right? That was just for September. It was saying about 28% of workdays were worked remotely in general.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. But then in 2019, that was like only 7%.
Right.
That took it. So there was a growth there. In September 2019, that was 7%. Last year, it was 28%.
Okay.
So it's growing.
Okay.
You know, remote work is growing.
Okay.
And we can't run away from that.
Indeed,
you know?
Indeed.
And most people, when they're asked now, they actually prefer to work remotely, you know.
Yeah.
So what they were saying, a certain study, I think it was by the Global Workplace Analytics, they were saying remote work will increase by 87%.
Okay.
You know, compared to the pre-pandemic levels that were there.
That includes small business owners.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we can't run away from them. What we need to do is to sit down, you know, re-strategize and adjust to home.
All right. Ben, our time is up. Benjamin Little, thank you very much for your time and your insights. I really appreciated our conversation. Hoping this helps anyone who's listening, particularly the small guys, because we're always we're on the side of the David versus the Goliaths. So thank you very much for your insights and your time, Benjamin.
Thank you very much, Nay. I really enjoyed being with you today.
Same here. All right, that's how we conclude our conversation with Benjamin Lela, who's a cybersecurity expert and talking to us about the opportunities and challenges of working remotely.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.